Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Tadika. Before I go right into today's topic, I got a quick rant. Please allow me to get it out of the way. You know, I'm the kind of person that really, really appreciates minding my own business. You know what I'm saying? So I like to mind my own business, and especially in the gym, when I'm trying to get in a workout, I want to mind my own business. I want to do what I have to do. I want to be immersed in the whole process. I want to be very deep in it. I don't want to get distracted. Neither do I want to distract other people while they're doing their thing. So there's this time, you know, I'm putting in work. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, wants that muscle-mind connection. So I'm deep in it. I'm putting in work. I'm in the middle of a set. And, of course, I'm blasting some good music. Music that's pretty much raising my vibrations. This dude comes up to me. Let me just call him Chopsticks. Chopsticks comes up to me. And, you know, I'm training. You know, I'm in the middle of a set. To make it worse, I'm in the middle of a set. I'm literally doing it. And this dude just comes up to me and he says something in my ear. All right, so I'm like, you know, what the hell, you know? So I take off one earbud and I look at him and he's just smiling, you know, like a goofball. So, of course, you know, in the spirit of positive energy, you know, I give him a quick smile, albeit a fake one. And, you know, I continue doing what I have to do. I do not like being distracted while I'm training. That's one of the things I do not like whatsoever. I don't like conversations. I don't like nothing when I'm training. For me, it's just different. You know what I'm saying? We're built different, period. So I continue training, and on my next set, Chopsticks walks up to me, and he's literally correcting my technique. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. I stop doing what I'm doing. Take off my earbuds. I'm literally holding it together so I don't, you know, go berserk on the brother immediately. And I want to listen to what he has to say. Now, listen, it's very important to listen to what people have to say, because you probably will pick up something that's important, or you probably will learn a lesson that will prove very imperative or valuable in one way, shape, or form. So I listen to the brother and I realize, you know, it's just some bullshit. So I decide to ask him a few questions. Hey, listen, bro. What education do you have in the background of fitness, of sports? You know what I'm saying? Health and wellness. What kind of education do you have in this field? It's like, nothing. I'm like, okay, bro, when did you start training? You know what I'm saying? When did you start training? It's like, okay, this is my second year. I'm like, listen, bro. You know, now I had to tear into him properly just so he never, ever, ever thinks of trying to ever start up a conversation or distract me while I'm training. I tell him, listen, bro, you first of all have a very inflamed gut from what I can see. Because your skin is fucked up, first and foremost. Number two, you're skinny as fuck, which means you're not putting on muscle, either because you got an eating disorder, or because you don't train properly, or because you just don't eat enough, all right? Number three, what I was executing is meant to be executed that way. And you see, these YouTube kids of today have learned a few tricks here and there that they've seen on YouTube being done by someone else. And now, according to them, now that's what's up. Hey, listen, bro, I've been doing this shit for more than a decade and counting. and I'm still learning. It's been trial and error. It's been learning and unlearning. It's been practicality all the way. I know what works for me. This is a very individual type of journey. You know what I'm saying? This is not a one-size-fits-all type shit. So I'm doing my thing, bro. And listen, man. All that... first and foremost, I've invested 4 years of uni in exercise and sports science. You know what I'm saying? I've invested several other months and years on other courses that are related to sports, that are related to, you know, fitness and wellness. So you got no right whatsoever to be up in this place trying to teach me that little YouTube information that you know. Because it's absolute bullshit, first and foremost. It doesn't apply in this particular case. You know what I'm saying? So I tell Mr. Chopstick, say, listen, fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And he was like,
listen, man, you know, just sharing ideas, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really mean to be, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to be rude.
I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And I put on my headphones and I continue training. Listen, it's very important when you go to the gym, try and mind your business, you know what I'm saying? Try and do what got you to the gym at the first place. Stop wasting time. You know, get your mind focused on the training so you can actually develop a very strong level of focus that's going to reflect in many areas of your life and not just the gym. And as soon as you can actually just dive in and be very deeply immersed in your workout, you can actually develop a better attention span. That's going to come in handy in other aspects of your being. Appreciate y'all for giving me an ear for listening to that rant. Now, you know, I said this earlier, but I want to say it again. If I'm going to sit down in front of this microphone and record episodes for the School of Bliss podcast, I want to be in my best shape. I want to be coming from a place of good energy. I want to be feeling healthy. I want to be feeling proper from within before I put out any content out here. Because, you know, I want y'all to relate with this content from that type of place, from a place of good energy, from a place of high vibrations. So last week, y'all noticed some of y'all, or, you know, y'all noticed last week I did not post an episode. Now, I normally drop episodes every Tuesday, every week. So last week I did not post, and that's because, you know, I was under the weather, not gonna lie. And actually what happened is, you know, I was chilling in the crib. It was a nice laid-back weekend, and someone that I really cared about, you know, came through with some cake. You know what I'm saying? This is cake that, you know, looked very appetizing for sure. It looked very tasty. And it wasn't a massive slice. It was a nice slice of cake that would have made very good dessert. Now that I'd been dieting very hard the whole week, you know, something, just a quick refit, you know, just to get in that quick cheat meal and pretty much just, you know, satisfy some cravings. You know, we're human at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I'm going to sit here and tell you, hey, listen, man, I'm going to do 12 weeks without touching this and this and that. Hey, listen, I actually follow the 80-20 rule, which is 80% nutrient-dense organic foods, you know, and 20% a little bit of cheating here and there. And that's how you can do this long-term and stay healthy and pretty much just manage all your cravings and not go berserk, you know, from, you know what I'm saying, from depleting yourself too long and too hard. So, long story short, I devoured the cake. And the next day, you know, I had some proper bout of food poisoning, not gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? It was proper. Yeah, it was proper. Man, had to take a break for a bit and get in that quick recovery. I always tell myself, you know, every time I'm under the weather, I'm just going to give myself 2 days and I better bounce back. You know what I'm saying? So I gave myself 2 days, but then I took the remainder of the week, you know, just to get into that recovery place and just feel proper before I can actually put out content. And, you know, that brings me to today's topic, actually. How healthy is your gut? Now, your gut, I'm actually not talking about yogurt. I'm talking about your gut. You know what I'm saying? That sounds kind of weird. Yogurt. Yeah, so your gut, which is pretty much the gastrointestinal tract, plays a very crucial role in, you know, that overall health. You know what I'm saying? I always say all diseases, you know, start from the gut, pretty much. If you actually try to trace these diseases and where they actually start from, you'll find most of the times it starts from the gut. So, you know, your gut is where digestion takes place. And it's also home to trillions. It's trillions, I'm telling you, trillions of bacteria that make up the gut microbiome. So, you know, maintaining a healthy gut is essential for, you know, proper digestion. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking nutrient absorption and more so immune function. So one key aspect of gut health is that balance of good and bad bacteria in the gut, all right? So good bacteria helps with digestion. So we all need that good bacteria and produces, you know, pretty much produces essential nutrients. This is good bacteria. But bad bacteria is what causes, you know, all that bloating, you know what I'm saying, all that irritability in the gut, all that gas, and pretty much that inflammation. So I want to let you know that inflammation of the gut can be caused by so many factors. And in my case last week, it was high sugar, all right? So you see, diets high in sugar, unhealthy fats, you know, all these processed foods, as well as chronic stress. You know, when you're stressed up, you're producing all this cortisol, the stress hormone, all right? Lack of sleep and some medications, especially antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, yeah? And food sensitivities, you know, infections, you know, imbalances in the gut can contribute majorly to gut inflammation. So it's very important. You know, right now, you want to make dietary and lifestyle changes that will keep you free from all this inflammation. And not just for the gut. Just keep you free from inflammation. I spoke about inflammation in a previous episode. It's called Inflammation. You can check it out if you didn't listen to it and get plenty of information on matters inflammation. There's a few diseases actually that are as a result of an inflamed gut. And these are the signs and pretty much conditions that illustrate or pretty much talk more about your gut health, all right? One that is very, very common is inflammatory bowel disease. It's known as IBD. So, you know, this is pretty much, it's like a group of inflammatory conditions. Normally takes place in the digestive tract. So I'm talking about Crohn's disease. I'm talking about ulcerative colitis. You know what I'm saying? And the immune system mistakenly attacks the gastrointestinal tract. And this leads to some chronic inflammation, some crazy type of pain, and a lot of digestive issues. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. So, you know, according to science, it hasn't been classified as an inflammatory condition. But the truth is, IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, can be triggered or even worsened by gut inflammation. So it's a functional disorder and it's characterized by abdominal pain, a lot of bloating, and some changes in bowel habits. Now, you know, I always say, you know, just to keep your gut very healthy and, you know, just to look at the longevity aspect, it's very important right now you start eating foods that are gluten-free. Because, you know, the celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder, is normally triggered by the ingestion of gluten, all right? Now, this leads to inflammation and damage to the small intestine. Now, that's when you experience some crazy diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, you know what I'm saying? These are things that you can definitely avoid, you know, by starting to carefully filter the kind of things you ingest. If you're buying food items in the supermarket, be sure to look at the label. You want to go for organic food. You want to go for gluten-free food. You want to go for non-GMO food. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some people with some chronic skin issues, with some proper skin issues that don't go away. And as soon as this individual gets some temporary relief through some over-the-counter ointments and tablets and you know, recommendations from the dermatologist, you know, it just goes away for a minute and it comes back. Leaky gut. Leaky gut is pretty much permeability. You see your intestinal tract? When it's permeable, you know, it's like, you know, your gut is leaking. And you see, the thing is, the lining of the intestines become damaged. So this allows, you know, substances that should not be anywhere near the bloodstream to actually leak into the bloodstream. And this is what triggers inflammation and pretty much contribute to some various health issues. So you wanna look out for these kind of things. As soon as you start noticing these chronic things that are affecting you, like, you know, skin conditions and other things, you want to try and figure out the root cause. You want to dive so deep and figure out what's really causing all this. It could be some leaky gut, you know what I'm saying? So I want to acknowledge that these conditions can significantly impact the overall quality of an individual's life, you know? And so these are things that require a lot of, you know, medical management. And these are people that also require, you know, some guidance, some emotional support. And they also need some dietary changes. You know what I'm saying? So you want to modify your lifestyle before you're forced to. I always say, you know, if food is your medicine, yeah, you're going to be consuming some really cheap medicine, because I promise you, Big Pharma ain't out here doing some charity work. Big Pharma is going to milk you dry. And the truth about Big Pharma is, it's a business, period. It's a business. They're in the business of creating solutions to ailments. And so no one is going to preach to you, hey, listen, man, go out there, eat good food, eat non-GMO food, eat, you know, all that nutrient-dense, organic food. No one is going to preach that to you. You're just going to be like, hey, listen, man, right now we have this new improved product that's going to take care of this and this and that. As soon as you start experiencing these symptoms, dial this number. Check yourself out. You know, take a very clear and honest look at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself, is your gut healthy? What's the quality of your life right now? Most of the problems start from the gut. Fix your gut, you know, fix your life. I promise you, fix your gut, 90% of your problems go away. Now, even as I wind up on that fixing your gut note, you want to stop consuming processed foods. That's number one. You want to stop consuming too much sugar. As a matter of fact, you don't need sugar. You know what I'm saying? You want to stop consuming unhealthy fats. And then you want to stay away from chronic stress. You know, that's the kind of ingredient that brings you so many problems. You know what I'm saying? you want to sleep enough and you want to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and antibiotics as well. For real. These are the kind of things that, you know, get into your system and disarrange the whole setup, ruin your gut microbiome completely. And then now from there, you know, you just start experiencing some serious inflammation. All right. So instead, you want to consume a lot of probiotics. You want to consume your yogurt. You want to consume your sauerkraut. You want to consume your kombucha. You want to consume your apple cider vinegar. You know what I'm saying? You want to consume your fermented foods, you know? And if you look at, you know, the older generation, they really, really appreciate fermented foods. And you look at them, look at their quality of life, look at their lifespans. Some of them are very old, but still, they have very strong immune systems. It's because of what they've been introducing to their bodies over time, over years. They have high quality health. And that's the type of threshold we're trying to, you know, maintain and, you know, work towards every single day. Now, and I appreciate y'all for tuning in to this point of the episode. You know, I appreciate y'all. And, you know, as I say, go out there, be badass in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadiqa, signing out.